Here's the thing is, you know, it's interesting that the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 that you become a sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, because cymbals are loud.
Yeah.
Right? And in fact, in Psalms 150, verse 5, you don't have to turn there, it says, praise him upon loud cymbals. Praise him upon high sounding cymbals. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Cymbals are loud.
Yep.
You know? So when you become as sounding brass and tinkling cymbals, guess what? That's a person who's very loud in the sense of they're boisterous about the works that they do and how much they love the Lord, but it doesn't mean nothing. They're full of hot air is what they are.
Right.
Okay. And again, the liberal fun centers, they love Jesus, dude. Love God. We love. They always talk about the love of God. They're sounding brass. They're so loud about it. But you know what? They have no charity whatsoever.
Amen.
Okay. They remind me literally of the Pharisees. Look at Matthew chapter 6 and verse number 1. Take heed that you do not your alms, almost like basically talk about that charity, before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So it's saying, look, when you do a good deed, don't just blow the trumpet. Don't become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal, because it just shows you don't have any love.
Amen.
You see, someone who has true love isn't looking for the recognition. They're looking for the profit of the person they're giving love to.
Amen.
So they're not trying to blow a trumpet.
Amen.
Once they give it. Make sense?
Yeah.
That's the Pharisees right there. You know, they were living a godly life in order for them to, like, you know, so God can see how much they love him. No, they're doing it so they can show off, so they can blow that trumpet. Look at verse number 3. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are. For they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corner of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. You see, the reward is what? Is the fact that God recognizes what they're doing. He's going to answer that prayer. But you know what? If they're praying loudly, if they're sounding that trumpet,
right,
guess what? The reward that they're looking for is that people would recognize how godly they are.